some updates here for at injury wise. Schillings with the knee, obviously, this is going to be a 3 to 6 week issue for us. Satelli will be ready to go back to work tomorrow. Bush fractured a left bump. It will need a procedure on it, and whether or not that keeps him out remains to be seen. Jason Campbell suffered a stinger. Like we thought after the x-rays and everything yesterday, does not appear to be too serious. Just need to rehab it, make sure he's ready to go. He also fell on his wrist, on his right wrist. So we'll need to see more of that here in the coming days. Chris Johnson be ready to go back to work. Other injuries in the game. Thomas with a concussion, that'll be day-to-day, obviously. Desmond Bryant, hyperextended an elbow, that'll be a day-to-day issue as well. Richardson will not be ready to play on Thursday night, and Alex Daniels probably will not be ready to play on Thursday night.
Which is the bigger issue at this point? Is it the stinger or is it the wrist?
Right now I guess it's by the wrist, as far as we can tell.
That was on a different play? It wasn't on the same play, was it?
No, actually it was on a series before.
Okay. As far as Bush, is there a chance he's back for the opener still, or?
Yeah, there is a good chance. Like I said, there'll be a procedure done tomorrow to repair it, and then we'll know more after that.
You guys didn't do a lot of pad stuff and a lot of live stuff in camp. Do you think you needed to do more in retrospect, or?
Oh, no. We're fine that way. That isn't our issue.
So what is the issue there?
Well, I'd like to see us wrap up when we tackle. I think that was probably the biggest negative it took away from the game, and I'm very disappointed in our kick coverage teams. I think those two things, and we've got to play better at offensive tackle. I mean, I think that those three things, you can put your hand on those pretty clear.
Is Mario secure in that starting job?
Well, I think everyone has got to continue to improve and all that. I don't see any reason for him not to. My point or my feeling on it right now is he's not like anybody else. He's got to get better.
Do you have in your mind, whether you're willing to say it or not, do you have a good idea? Do you think who your punt returner is going to be? Or is that still just so wide open that you don't know?
I felt like we were getting closer to that, Jerry. I don't know after last night that it's really, any clearer than it was before. But I've got an idea.
Is Belvedere going to work this week in center, or is he going to go back and forth with left tackle?
I think he'll go back and forth.
Tom, after looking at the tape, what did you see from Belvedere last night? You said he didn't really stand out to you, which was a good thing. After looking at the tape, what did you see?
I think I saw a guy playing center for the first time in this league, and he's got to learn where to have put his helmet a little bit more consistently. But when he did, it was pretty good stuff, and so there's a lot to grow on. I mean, I thought it was actually a pretty good effort by him.
Tom, for you guys to go, I think was it 20 for 30 passing, and probably have 5 or 6 drops. I mean, for that many passes to be on target, what does that say for the timing and such of your passing game as compared to where you were, last year?
Well, even more importantly, I think the fact that we've had so many guys in and out, with Chaz out and Lewis had a timeout, and Darius had a timeout, I think it bodes well for the direction we're headed. I think it speaks volumes for how far we're ahead of where we've been in the past, no question. But if you look at those drops, we still got to get our hands on third down. We were pretty good last week in Chicago, and then last night we dropped off again. So, there's a direct correlation to us having success and how we are as a football team on third down. And you can say the same thing on defense. We weren't very good on third down last night.
Has Marcel Reese done enough with the blocking part of it that he's stands a real good chance, or maybe even the leader to start at fullback, or is that still wide open too?
Well, I'll say this, he just continues to get better, and I think that's the thing that he's showing us, is that he, from one week to the next, he's going out and improving on whatever his negatives were from the week before. It's starting to show up more and more that this guy, you can coach him and he'll take it and he'll go get it done, and I certainly think he's really showing himself the right way.
I mean, his dimension as a receiver is something that, he really none of the other fullbacks can really offer through no fault of their own, it would seem.
That's a true statement.
Outside of Hayward Bay and Murphy, how would you assess the receivers?
Well, you know, I think there are some opportunities out there that, we didn't take advantage of in a few drops. But I thought the group as a whole would have liked to see more happen there at the end. We had a chance to, you know, really win the game even with just a little bit of time left, and we didn't get it done. So, you know, I think overall, I think that group is, you know, moving forward the right way. I'd just like to see, you know, a couple more guys step up.
You said that last week you would know more about Thomas Howard after this game. What did you learn last night about his role?
I thought the guy did some things better than he had in the two previous weeks. You know, I think that in the right role, I think he can really help us. So we'll see.
Talk about a couple of your subs, Chris Cooper and Quentin Groves, how they played last night.
You know, I think Chris Cooper is a consistent guy who, shows up, you know, does things right, played the boot well a couple of times, rushed the passer well a couple of times, and disrupted the pocket. And, you know, Quentin Groves showed up a couple of times, and, you know, as a linebacker playing some pass defense and then rushing a passer, hurried the quarterback twice.